Previously on Suits.
Less than one out of every 12 people who applies gets in. What if I'm not one of those people?
I don't know. Maybe you'll get in somewhere else.
I don't want to go to law school. I want to go to Harvard.
I got 100% faith in you.
I didn't get it.
I promised her.
Louis, I liked her. You're just going to have to tell her the truth. Sometimes good isn't good enough.
I want my name on the door. So if you deliver it, you do it.
I get my name on the door.
Are you talking about joining forces with her?
Not just with her. With her firm. Her infinitely deep-pocketed firm.
Edward and I are merging. I had to show him the books.
You don't want your name on the door. You want your name on my door.
I
want
to see our names on the same door.
This is exactly what you've always wanted. Get over your pride.
I'm not getting over anything. And this merger isn't happening. Those are your clients.
Who Harvey is using.
That's a bullshit argument.
And so is that file.
I won't.
You will.
Harvey will never forgive me.
Right now, your problem isn't with Harvey. Your problem is with me. Champagne?
Depends.
On what?
On whether or not there's a roofie in there.
I wouldn't need a roofie.
Jessica, might I have a private word?
Actually, Harvey and I would...
Don't mind me. My date just got here. Edward?
Harvey?
Oh, the party.
You look...
Beautiful, I know.
Actually, I was going to say sophisticated.
No, you weren't.
I can now. You seem different.
I feel different.
What's going on?
You know, why don't you get me a drink? It's a party.
Okay.
Harvey.
Rachel.
You look nice.
Thank you. So do I.
Now I see what you're always talking about.
What was that supposed to mean?
What do you think it means? It means you're a dick.
Fair point. Just didn't know that she knew that.
Everyone knows that.
You bring it?
Right here. You sure you want to do this to her?
You're supposed to be on my side.
I am. I've got your back.
And why are you giving me such a hard time about it?
Not only am I not giving you a hard time, but I am giving you this. And this and this. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to go get a drink while this is still a party.
Excuse me, good sir. Would you be so kind as to prepare me a frappe?
Easy, Prince Charles. Where I'm from, you wait your turn in line.
I'm so sorry. I thought you'd been served. The barman is patiently waiting on you, so I'd stop standing there like some sort of baboon and order your Miller Lite.
Macallan 25, neat.
Why don't you put a banana in it for my man here? With a drink like that, you might as well be in a zoo, playing about in the mud.
Oh, you wouldn't know anything about mud. It's not for playing, it's for cleansing.
You mud?
I've taken mud in more places than your snooty little mind can fathom.
Calais?
Cliffs or Harbor?
Both.
Me too. Sedona.
Isle of Wight.
Joshua Tree.
Dalian.
Baden-Baden.
That isn't mud. It's wet dirt.
You know, I don't know who you think you are.
My moniker is Nigel Alexander Nesbitt.
Well, Nigel, when you impugn the life-affirming muds of Baden-Baden, you're on the precipice of the equivalent of someone taking a shit on the royal muds of England.
How dare you?
Oh, I've already dared to do what I've done.
Ah, Harvey, I was hoping we might have a moment alone.
So was I. I wanted to run something by you.
This is a lawsuit.
Three lawsuits.
What have I gotten up to now?
Not you. Your clients. Looks like one of their hobbies is fixing prices.
I take it this means you've discovered we're in merger talks.
And what are you going to do about it?
What would you have me do?
I'd have you kiss my ass.
Tempting. However, what I can do is enjoy this glass of wine, finish this lovely party, and proceed to make you permanently regret the hostile action you've just set in motion.
What? You're going to kill me?
Nonsense. I'll simply do what I've done to so many before. I'll defeat you in open court.
The way I work, it's never going to get to open court. You'll be on your steamer back to London, wondering what happened, and you'll know that you picked a fight with the wrong guy.
Are you suggesting a wager?
I'm not a gambler, but in this case, I'll make an exception. You lose, we don't merge.
I've heard your terms. You win, I go. Care to hear mine?
Don't need to, because you're never going to win.
Well, looks like you two are getting along. Harvey, look at what they can give us.
How do you know what they can give us?
Because he showed me their books.
Why did he do that?
Because I showed him ours.
Why didn't you tell me?
We needed their help.
To beat Hartman.
And I didn't want you worrying that we would owe him for the rest of our lives.
You don't marry someone just because they knock you up.
All right, Harvey, here it is. You lose, you embrace this partnership with no reservations.
He can beat me, I'll welcome him with arms wide open. He can't, we send him back to England, and he can spend his time fixing his teeth.
Fine. You beat Edward, we don't do this. And since you didn't want to hear Darby's terms, these are mine. You win, you get what you want. You lose, you stay. You extend your non-compete, and you get a chance to earn your name on the door. Because it's not going up there now.
See the money won't stay for your meal. Getting all the piece of pie for your wife. Everybody wanna know how it feels. Everybody wanna see what it's like. Me and you can be high, I don't mind. Me and you can be in the world.
I prefer to walk.
Since when?
Doctor recommended it. Helps me work out the kinks since I got stabbed in the back.
You? Last night was a personal attack on me.
Oh, that's funny, because Jessica seemed to think it was a personal attack on her. Yet, both of you knew about the merger and chose not to tell me. You should get lunch. Seems like you have a lot in common.
Harvey, can you stop being so defensive for 1 second?
You put me on the defensive, and I'm not just going to stand here and listen to you because I went on the attack.
Harvey.
No, don't Harvey me, okay? You made your bed, now you're going to sleep in it, alone.
What did I do that was so terrible?
For the past 9 months, I have been fending off attacks from Daniel Hartman, Allison Holt, and Robert Zane. I told you before, you want to get your name on the door? Get it at your own goddamn firm.
Okay, fine. It's not personal. You're not going to hold it against me when we beat you.
Oh, and everything, Scotty. That's your record against me. Oh, and everything. I won't have to hold anything against you because there won't be anything to hold. Hey.
Hey.
I never got to buy you that drink last night.
They were free.
I know. You left.
I did.
It was a nice party.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I see you're still not going to tell me why.
I didn't get into Harvard. Don't look at me that way.
With sympathy?
With pity.
I wasn't. Rachel, listen to me. There are other schools.
Don't.
Yeah, I won't.
It wasn't that I wasn't good enough.
I know that.
It was Lewis.
What?
The interviewer. Apparently she and Lewis had a history and...
But she didn't let you in because of him? That's...
I know.
Not right.
I know. Tell me about the day you found out.
Rachel, come on.
No. I need to hear how it felt from someone who got in, because I'll never hear that from myself.
I'm not.
Then what?
It's just not right.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
What the hell was that?
What was what?
What were you doing with Donna?
I was caressing her lovely hand with my lovely lips.
You know what I mean. What are you doing here?
For that, I was being treated to a tour of your little outpost. I'll grant you this, you've got quite the spectacular view. Though, truth be told, my favorite spot was inside Miss Paulson's cubicle.
How could you?
How could I what? No.
You let that man inside your cubicle.
Inside my... what?
Nigel Nesbitt. I mean, you let him... I have never crossed the boundary of your cubicle. And should that honor ever be bestowed on me, at least I'd be gentleman enough to keep it between us. I mean, I have too much respect for you.
Louis, he leaned over to get a file. He's doing an efficiency list.
Oh, thank God. Wait a second. I've been asked to do an efficiency list.
So? Do one.
No, you don't get it. It's inefficient to have two people doing efficiency lists.
It's a test.
To see who's better.
How dare they?
Man, you know, it's bad enough that smug bastard thinks he's higher up on the mud chain than me.
Is he?
Oh.
Again? Didn't you tell him about Cardenio?
Oh, I was on tilt after he nullified Baden-Baden.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I let him out-mud me. What am I going to do?
Okay, I'm going to tell you exactly what you're going to do. You're going to pull your shit together, and you're going to kick his limey ass.
You're goddamn right.
Louis, I know you. Harold is gone. Do not take your frustrations out on somebody else.
Oh, Donna, remember? I told you, I am not that man anymore. I would never let any... What the hell are you looking at, asshole?
Right.
Can I help you?
No, I'm fine. Just had a mochaccino. Waiting to see Harvey.
He's making you wait?
I don't actually believe he's aware I'm here.
So why don't you go in?
Well, if his secretary isn't present to announce me, it wouldn't be proper.
What year is it?
Mike?
Yeah?
What's going on out there?
It's kind of hard to explain. Have you ever seen Downton Abbey?
What?
I haven't caught it, but I've heard great things.
Yeah, it's terrific.
Really?
Yeah. May I present Mr. Edward Darby?
Get the hell out of here.
Okay.
Oh, I'll Netflix it.
You should.
But I don't mean to pry, but is that how you treat all your underlings?
What?
Well, just being curious, but how would you like to be spoken to that way?
Listen, Benny Hill, I'm a little busy preparing a motion to kick your ass. You mind getting to the point?
Well, that is the point. You may have to expedite that motion a little faster than you think. Tomorrow, I'll be freezing your assets.
What?
It seems that one of the three companies you picked a Dickens with has a cousin who happens to be the president of a consortium of banks whereby, well, you get the picture. I'd move as much money as possible forthwith.
Let me get this straight. You're coming in here to warn me that you're going to freeze my client's assets?
Of course. This way, you'll have time to transfer a bit of currency to fund your legal battle. Wouldn't be sporting otherwise.
Sporting?
Certainly. One doesn't hunt the fox while it's still in its den. One sounds the horn, allows the poor creature a head start before giving chase.
You think I'm the fox?
Think it. The only one who doesn't know that is you.
You and me, right now. Game of efficiency list.
I'm afraid I don't have my files with me.
Files are for pussies.
Right you are. I was just trying to give you a way out.
I looked into you.
And I, you, Louis Marlowe Lid. You, as everyone else in your firm, graduated from Harvard Law.
And you, as everyone else in your firm, graduated from either Harvard or Cambridge, which waters down the purity.
However, I graduated from both.
That's inefficient.
Not when done in 3 years.
Well, this isn't about your efficiency. This is about your efficiency list.
My list isn't science. It's a work of art. Performance reviews versus projected billables. Child's play.
I ain't no child.
I begin with life expectancy.
I begin with nutrition.
How do you think I determine life expectancy?
Number of sexual partners.
Relationship to mother.
Pet ownership.
The three things are inextricably linked. And I have the formula right here.
Yeah, well, I just remember that I have a deposition that I have to go to in conference room D.
There is no conference room D.
They're relettering.
Where are you off to in such a hurry?
I have to finish this page turner.
Harry Potter.
No, but it is by a British author.
Well, I've got something else for you to read.
What?
A letter.
Oh, sweet. It's not even my birthday.
It's not to you. It's from you.
This is to Harvard.
I'm going over Sheila Sass's head and telling them everything that happened. Well, you are.
Rachel, you can't.
No, come on. You said it yourself. It is not right that I'm being denied admission because someone's punishing Lewis.
It's not, but I can't sign this.
Why not?
Because it's not my place.
Well, then whose place is it?
I didn't see what happened. It's hearsay.
Mike, I'm someone who wants to go to Harvard. You're someone who went to Harvard. Who do you think they're going to listen to more? Are you going to help me or not?
I'll help you.
Whatever it is, I'm not in the mood.
I know about Rachel and Sheila and Harvard.
How?
Rachel told me. She wants me to send this letter going over Sheila's head, but it can't come from me.
Yeah, it can't come from anyone. She didn't get in because they didn't think she was good enough.
You lied to her.
No, I never lied to her. I told her she was good enough, which she is. But I let her down because I couldn't persuade Sheila, which is the truth.
Lewis, you have to tell her the real truth.
Mike, I saw the look on her face and I took it away. I do not want to put it back.
She is going to pursue this. She's going to find out one way or the other. I'm not going to let her find out from Harvard.
I can't tell her.
You'll regret it. Look, I'll give you another day to think about it, but after that, I have to tell her myself.
Gentlemen, I'm glad you stopped by. I wanted to inform you I'm leaving town on the morrow. I'll be having my number two handle the case for me. I expect you'll do the same.
Why would I do that?
It's tradition. I leave it to you. Honor it or don't.
I say we honor it.
Oh, by the by, Downton Abbey? Got it in my briefcase. Plan to watch it on the plane.
Oh, my God, you are gonna...
Please, please. I abhor spoilers.
Episode 3, that's all I'll say.
Oh.
Why don't you two watch it together over a game of tiddlywinks?
You seem to be upset over my game of let's put the peacock in its place.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I brought a little going-away present for you.
This is a biscuit and a bottle of water.
It's what I assume they serve in English prison, which is where your client's going for freezing our client's assets.
It's a violation of international law to intimidate a litigant into settling by choking their funding.
You seem to think you've got me by the short hairs. However, if you turn to page 693 in this term, you'll find an exception to that very law.
No, I won't. I've memorized this book.
Yes, I was told of your prowess, which is why I chose a law not published in any book, but a long-standing provision honored in England for decades. We can do what we like, as long as notice is given.
You don't give a shit about being sporting, you just wanted to skirt the law.
Nonsense. I wanted to do both. By filing this action, you have opened your clients up to a charge of malicious litigation.
Which is why you froze the assets in the first place.
You baited us.
In any case, you seem to be backed up against the wall.
I'm comfortable there. Gives me back support for when I come out swinging.
Well, you better do something quickly. Your clients don't have the funds to proceed beyond, I'd say, this week's end. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Hey, episode 3. Lady Mary and the Turk do it, and then the Turk dies. Sorry.
Jessica, you wanted to see me?
I thought you were supposed to be announced.
You summoned me. That supersedes an announcement. How can I help you?
I understand you are leaving town tomorrow and putting Dana Scott in your stead.
Yes, I have some business to attend to on the coast.
Yes, your business with Bain Powlin in Los Angeles and Tilson Tuttle in San Francisco. Do you really think you could take meetings with other firms and I wouldn't know?
Why would I not?
Because we have a deal.
That deal presupposed that you could control your man.
I can control him.
Then why the hell did you allow our wager?
For the same damn reason you made it.
If I can't beat him, he won't respect me.
And if he doesn't respect you, he won't respect me. And he will eventually leave.
And he's too valuable an asset.
I didn't just fall off a turnip truck.
No, I don't suppose you did.
The truth is, you're afraid you might lose.
I'm afraid of nothing of the sort.
Then why are you taking meetings with other firms? You gave me your word on this deal. So either you're going to win and break it, or you're afraid.
I never break my word.
Then there it is.
I'm not afraid. But I didn't get where I am without taking some precautions.
Then go ahead and take them. But you're wasting your time. Because we're not losing this case.
Hey, can I talk to you for a sec?
What is it, Lewis? Just a little busy now.
I just wanted to say that I know you've been taking a lot of heat from Jessica. I'm glad you did what you did.
It's not supposed to be public knowledge.
Well, no, Donna told me because she knows that I support you 100%.
Do you?
Nigel Nesbitt, my British counterpart.
What about?
He outmudded me.
Didn't you tell him about Cartagena?
Oh, would we be having this conversation if I had?
Lewis, relax. I know how seriously you take your mudding. But that's personal. Doesn't mean he's a better lawyer.
Yeah, but he didn't just outmud me, Harvey. He outlisted me. He outeducated me. He outmead me. And if this guy outfinances me...
I understand.
I mean, but really, do you? Because I fought tooth and nail to become one of 30 senior partners, and I'm the best at what I do. But if this merger goes through, I'm going to be one of 150, and I'm not going to be the best of anything. Harvey, I'm scared. Please tell me we're going to win this thing.
Our backs are against the wall.
What do you need?
Right now, I need to buy some time.
That's easy.
What?
You once told me what to do when your back's against the wall.
Break the goddamn thing down.
That's right.
You have access to that shit?
All of it. They needed me to do an efficiency list. We got them.
You're not Mr. Chong's Chinese food?
Oh, I ran into him on my way in. I just sent him away.
Why would you do that?
MSG, it's terrible for you. Plus, I ate it.
What's this?
It's what you're going to use against Scotty tomorrow morning.
Me?
You're going in as number two. I don't want to give Edward any excuses.
You mean you don't want to deal with Scotty?
Well, that's just a side benefit.
Right. Whoa, wait a second. This is confidential information from the merger.
Which you're going to use to get us a reprieve.
You broke the Chinese wall?
Why do you think I'm here?
Harvey, this is inadmissible stuff. And it's in the ballpark of what Tanner accused you of with Coastal Motors.
You think I don't know that?
Are you sure you want to do this?
No, I'm not. But it's the only way I see us getting a little breathing room, and I'd rather cross my own line than sign their dotted one.
Okay. Then it looks like I have a date with your girlfriend in the morning.
I'm a king around here, but don't call me no dirt. I'm a king around here, no go what you said. I'm the king around here, so don't call me no dirt. I'm the king around here.
Weren't you supposed to be announced?
I don't play by those rules.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me.
What are you doing here? You're not Scotty.
And you're not Jimmy Smith.
but we make do.
Are you making an L.A. Law reference?
No, I'm saying I wish I had a date with Jimmy Smith.
Ah.
But instead, I'm here to tell you that Edward's in another league. You're going to lose.
Well, there's only one problem. Words are coming out of your mouth, which means the real story isn't.
Okay, you want the real story? Your clients are running out of funds. You have a window.
To do what?
Give up.
No, I don't think that's going to cut it for us.
Why not?
Because we have this.
Herbie, we still have to work together after this. I am giving you a way out. We can still both be named partners.
Well, we can't. I made a deal with Jessica. I win, you're out. I give up, you're going to be named partner all by yourself.
That's not what I want. Harvey, don't you get it?
Wait a second. If you're here, who the hell's in with Mike?
Get out.
You're angry.
This isn't funny, Harvey. You just broke the law.
It's a civil law. No one's going to go to jail.
And justify it all you want, but you cheated.
Like you subbing in for Scotty?
I see what you're doing. You know damn well Darby plays by the rules. So if you win by cheating, you win. And if you lose, then they think you're dirty and they won't want to merge.
You really want to merge with the man who's asking for your help to win?
He didn't ask. I insisted.
I'm being his number two. I guess that's a preview of things to come.
And is that little stunt you pulled a preview of things to come?
Holt, Zane, Hardman, we just fought them off. We won. We're strong. We've got money.
And if we do this, we go to the next level. We'll be the biggest, baddest fish in the sea. Those three names you mentioned, please. Not only can't they bully us, they can't touch us.
And what's going to happen after I beat Darby?
You think I'm playing with you? That stunt you pulled? Fruit from the poison tree. I will have that reversed on Tuesday.
You think I'm not going to find anything between now and Tuesday?
I know you won't.
Is that a threat?
It's a prediction.
I can go.
Where are you going to go? Even if I let you out? It's the same out there, only worse. And you'll be a winner, but not a leader. And you won't have me.
You don't know these people.
I know they said I couldn't control you. You're going to learn that I can.
The merger hasn't gone through yet, so technically you're not allowed to be lurking around our files.
I'm not lurking. I'm looking for you.
And here I am.
I think that you lied to me.
I think that you're wrong.
You don't even know what I'm talking about.
I know I'm not a liar.
You told me you never said a bad thing about me.
And I never have.
But you don't like me.
I don't like people who lie to Harvey.
Are you in love with him, Donna?
I am so freaking tired of people asking me that, and it is none of your business. But no. And I did like you. Until you walked in here with that bullshit agenda and...
It's not bullshit.
Okay. Then what would you call it?
Why do you think I came back last time? Why do you think I brought us in on Folsom? I don't know how to get his attention unless I sue him.
You're in love with him.
He's just so angry at me and I don't know how to make him believe it.
Well, why would he believe you? All you've ever done is lie to him.
This is not a lie.
Look, Dana, if you want to break through his anger, you're going to have to do something.
The merger.
Walk away.
From my name on the door.
If you want him to hear you, you're going to have to make a sacrifice.
So I just risk everything with no guarantee.
That's what sacrifice is.
Got your message. Why are we meeting here?
Sound like you don't trust me.
Well, you did sandbag me with Jessica.
Jessica sandbagged you with Jessica.
Still doesn't explain why we're meeting here.
Baby Harvey.
That's a huge compliment.
Call it like I see it.
I meant for him.
Like I said, baby Harvey.
We're meeting here because you will never find this.
If this checks out, it'll win the case for us.
I know.
And why am I the one you're giving this to?
Because there are some things in life more important than winning?
No, that's not what I asked. Why are you giving it to me?
When we were in law school, Harvey's brother got sick. He needed money. His father didn't have any. His mother wasn't in the picture.
Don't tell me. Harvey found a way to help him out.
He used his tuition. Anyway, when his mother found out, she contacted him. Harvey wouldn't take a nickel from her.
So she gave his brother the money.
Who used it to pay him back.
I didn't even know Harvey had a brother.
You'd like him. He's like you.
So are you saying that I have to tell Harvey I found this on my own?
You don't have to. It'll definitely increase your odds of him using it.
Found something?
Let me see.
It's not done. We have to hurry, but I can get it done before tomorrow morning.
This is good.
I know.
Get on it. Where'd you get it?
You know where I got it. The question is, are you going to let me use it?
Get out.
Harvey, we can win with this.
This is what you don't get. You can't trust her. If it came from her, it'll come back to bite us in the ass.
Tomorrow morning's coming, and we don't have anything else.
Then go find me something.
Okay.
Pardon me.
Excuse me. Do I have a little more lemon?
Thanks. You were at the show?
C4A, you?
C-Day 4. Shakespeare well performed.
Indeed. They're not improved by the yammering of that battle axe.
Well, thank God she stopped after the first act. Thank you.
Well, she didn't precisely stop.
You had her removed?
Told her the babysitter phoned and the children were on fire.
What's that? One row up, some douchebag was texting. Took it from him, didn't even know.
Please. Incidentally, excellent use of the word douchebag.
Well, I've had a lot of experience with them.
As have I. I don't make friends very easily.
Well, it's funny, when I was a kid, there was a bunch of them. And every day there was something new, meaner and meaner. Most of them were just followers, but there was that one, Kirk Breslin.
Julian Hunt.
Then one day I decided to be mean. I just told that bully piece of shit that he'd never be anything, do anything, or amount to anything. After that, they never made fun of me again. In fact, they never talked to me again.
Right. I shouldn't have impugned Baden-Baden. It's just that when I asked you if you took mud, I was offering a warm, muddied hand of friendship. You took that hand and wiped it clean.
Oh, I didn't recognize the gesture.
I understand. It's a lonely job being a hatchet man.
Yeah, well, I guess it's our cross to bear. Mm.
Can I be honest with you? With the results of my efficiency list, I keep arriving at the same conclusion.
There's no room for both of us.
Unless we made room for each other.
I leave you off my list.
And I leave you off mine.
But would you be willing to sacrifice the integrity of your list?
I would. For a friend.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I have a feeling you're about to tell me.
Are you for this merger or against it?
I'm against it.
Why? Never mind, I'm going to tell you why. Because of Scotty.
If I can't trust her, how can I trust any of it?
She's showing you can by throwing it all away.
That folder is a wild goose chase.
Oh, my God. For somebody who's usually three steps ahead, you are a mile behind. She is in love with you, Harvey. Only she can't tell you that because she, like everybody else, knows that it will only drive you away.
Donna.
If she had shown up here and asked you to start a relationship, would you have said yes? No, you wouldn't have.
It's not that simple.
Was it not that simple with Zoe? What
the hell does that have to do with it?
You let her go.
She left me to raise her niece.
Did you ask her to stay?
It wasn't on the table.
She wanted you to fight.
That poor girl was losing her father, and I wasn't about to try and replace him while it was happening.
Bullshit! You let her go! And I am so sick of watching you fight like hell for everything that happens in here and nothing that happens in here!
Is this about Zoe?
No.
Is this about you?
No. This is about Scotty.
You don't know what she did.
I do know what she did. She cheated on her fiancé, so you think that that means that there will always be a chance that she will cheat on you. The difference is, she didn't love him. She loves you. Look, I know that your mother hurt you, but you need to get over it.
You think that's what I'm worried about? She made me make a fool out of him. A man I never met. A man who'd never done a wrong to me. How am I going to trust someone who made me a man who did that?
Maybe you can't trust her. But if you want to end this merger, you better trust what she gave Mike.
Give him the file.
What do you think I did 4 hours ago?
You wanted to see me?
That request went out 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I was in the middle of something they...
What were you in the middle of?
Excuse me?
You said you were in the middle of something. I assume it's Harvey's case.
I can't tell you that. You're on the other side.
Is there some rule against my checking on my own employee?
I'm confident that after tomorrow, you'll either settle or lose.
And why is that?
Because I prepared a motion based on a file dated September 14th.
Darby didn't tell me about that.
He didn't know about it.
Where'd you get it? What does it say?
It says you're going to lose.
Then that's too bad. Because you're going to throw it away.
What?
You heard me. You're going to go home. You don't call, you don't answer, and you don't come back until that deadline is passed.
Wait a minute, these are your clients.
Who Harvey is using.
That's a bullshit argument.
And so is that file.
I won't.
You will.
Harvey will never forgive me.
Right now, your problem isn't with Harvey. Your problem is with me. You don't do this, who's to say you don't end up in a cell for practicing law without a degree?
And who's to say you don't share that cell with me for knowing about it the whole time?
You don't want to take that tack.
I didn't start it.
I will beat you.
The last time you said that to me, you thought you didn't need a computer. You were wrong.
That was about demonstrating knowledge. And the stakes were nothing. This is about my power. And the stakes are everything. This is a letter to the district attorney saying that it's come to my attention that you are breaking the law. I believe you've met him, not the type to let it slide. You file your motion. I'll file mine.
Okay, look.
Shut your mouth. I risked everything for you. Then I did it again. And again.
Wait, you weren't there.
I didn't have to be.
Jessica?
You don't work for Jessica. You work for me.
I know I do, but I was just trying to get you what you wanted. Your name on the door.
No. You got Edward Darby's name on the door. My part of the deal is gone.
What? You never told me that.
I didn't think I needed to tell you that. Because I didn't think you would ever betray me.
Harvey, look at what we've done. You and me.
You broke the Chinese wall. I got information directly from Scotty. That's two ethical violations that 6 weeks ago would have made your stomach turn.
That's not why you did it.
Fine. But look me in the eye and tell me it's not true anyway.
You know what? It doesn't matter, because you don't get to make my decisions for me.
Isn't that what you were trying to do for me?
This is a private conversation.
You want to have it out? Let's have it out. Right now. You might want to go.
Sorry.
You're back in the associates pool.
Harvey, come on.
Turns out you're not the best lawyer I've ever seen. In fact, you're fired.
No, he's not.
Oh, you gonna overrule me on that too?
You can go. I didn't overrule you on the other. I beat you, fair and square.
No, you didn't.
You're right. I cheated, like you.
You jumped to the other side.
You put me on the other side. I had a deal that put your name right next to mine. And it wasn't even up there yet, and you started acting like it was on top of mine.
To protect you.
Bullshit. This wasn't about protecting me. This was about advancing you.
That's what this whole thing is about.
What?
Hartman said it. I didn't think it was true. He said, you don't trust me. He meant, you're afraid of me.
Afraid of you? Boy, I just kicked your ass. And you didn't just want it. You begged me for it. So now, you're going to stay here, be humble, and learn your goddamn place. Instead of selling me out.
I didn't sell you out, Scotty.
Well, somebody did. Because Darby found out what I gave Mike, and I just got fired.
It wasn't me.
Well, at least there's that. Goodbye, Harvey. Wow, Louis, that's the sweetest story I've ever heard.
I broke my word.
What?
I put him on the list and I handed it in.
How could you do that?
I realized I couldn't do that to my list. I wouldn't be able to live with myself, which means he couldn't either.
Yes, he could.
Meaning?
He didn't put you on his list.
I have to do something.
You can't. It's too late.
Not that. I couldn't be a good friend to Nigel, but I could have been a good friend to Rachel, and I wasn't.
What are you talking about?
I missed the deadline to tell her something. But I could still try to make it right.
I'm a man of my word.
Huh. And what word is that?
I'm here to officially welcome you to the firm with open arms.
I'm not much of a hugger.
Good. One more thing. Jessica was wrong. Scotty didn't give me anything. I took it.
You say you're a man of your word, yet you're lying for her.
I am.
Honorable nonetheless, what would you have me do?
Give her job back?
What reason would I have to do that?
Whatever she did, you wouldn't have this merger without her.
Fair enough. Would you have her work here or in London?
Rachel, look, I'm sorry, but I am not...
When did you send that letter?
I was...
I'll tell you when. Never.
Okay, look, let me explain. When I went to see Lewis, he told me what really happened.
I know. He told me to. And I get it. I'm not good enough. What I don't get, Mike, is why you didn't have the courage to just come and tell me that yourself.
Look, he lied to you. I thought he deserved the chance to tell you himself, all right? When I went to his office to get him to sign the letter,
You went to him to sign the letter? You told me you were going to sign the letter.
So
you lied to me.
No, I didn't. I told you that I would help.
That is such bullshit. That's not what you meant, and you know it. You've been cagey with me since the second I came to you about the letter, and you're being cagey with me right now. You're lying to me.
Not today, Rachel.
Then what day, Mike? Because it's always something. It is always some secret or some story or some lie.
I
don't understand why.
You don't understand what I have been through. You don't understand what I have lost. Because it's everything. Everyone that I love. Trevor, my grandmother, Harvey, now probably this job. I am not ready to lose you. Not today.
Then tell me.
I never went to Harvard.
What?
I'm a fraud.
See through.